Proclamation number 5489 of 17th of September, 1952. An awaking to life. I want to awaken you to life. My spirit shall come alive in you. A rebirth is then accomplished. The soul has entered into a new state of consciousness. It starts to work on itself to disintegrate its outer shell, always in communion with my spirit, which gives it the guidance for this, which imparts strength to it and to which it now subordinates itself and seeks to shape itself according to my will. Look at the little plants on earth, as to how they thrive and spread as soon as a ray of sunlight touches them. How they strive towards this light, how they open and grow and prosper. Likewise, the soul is also touched by the ray of my spiritual sun and it surrenders to its effect. It unfolds, all the powers within it are awakened and become active, for my spirit now never omits it. My ray of love touches it as soon as it just turns to me as the eternal light. It breaks the shackle, the shells which still surround it. It frees itself from everything which could prevent the influx of my light of love. It works on itself and crystallizes itself with my support. As it were, it also knows that I myself guide and lead it, for my spirit within it instructs it correctly. And it shapes itself into love. As a result, the strength from me also becomes overwhelming in it. It is filled by my spirit to the same extent as it is filled by love for me and to the neighbor. It was awakened to life and will never die in eternity. For the soul, once entered into the proper life, can no longer sink back into spiritual death. My power is too enormous in it and this power always flows back to me again. At the beginning of your embodiment as a human being, you are still dead in the spirit. The soul is still inactive. It only pays attention to physical life. It has only directed its senses towards the world, and the spirit spark within you is at rest in complete inactivity. True, it certainly originates from me, and what is from me is life. My spirit never rests. Ever, and yet, I do not have an effect upon a person's soul against his will, hence my spirit only touches his soul when it becomes active in love through its will, thus it thereby opens itself to my emanation of love which causes the part of myself, the spirit spark in the human being, to become active, the latter of which it then no longer relinquishes. For where my radiation of love was once able to touch the soul, it thus has also entered the stage of life already, and it rejoices in its life and no longer relinquishes it. There is no passing away of what I have created, but there is a condition of death which is extremely agonizing for the spiritual. That is why I want to awaken it to life to the point where it can enjoy its existence. So that it fills its existence as a bliss, so that it can be active in light and strength. This alone is life, the use of strength from me in love and wisdom, and you humans should all gain this life. I myself bring you life if you want to accept it from me. Therefore be wanting, and you will live for eternity. Amen.